The director wasn't normally an optimistic man, but he couldn't help but wonder if things were looking up. If Theron learned to stay out of trouble, and Jace could secure SIS's future long-term funding, maybe he wouldn't wake up every morning with a crippling migraine.
"Welcome back, Director,"
the receptionist greeted him, her features breaking into a smile.
"Did you miss me?"
he asked, responding with a grin of his own.
"I count every second of every day that you're not here,"
she replied, even as she buzzed him in. As before, Jace Malcolm was sitting behind his desk when the director entered his office.
"I've already started pulling together the resources you requested for Operation Endgame,"
the Supreme Commander told him, jumping right to the point.
"You'll have everything you need."
"I'll pass your appreciation on to the analytics team," Marcus replied. "They were pulling double shifts all week to get this done. The overtime took a big chunk out of our budget, but we figured this was worth it."
"I could take a hint,"
Jace said with a smile, indicating for the director to take a seat in the chair across from him.
"I'll make sure your department gets all the credits you need going forward."
Marcus nodded in thanks as he sat down.
"I was glad to see you calling out the need for the Jedi to be involved in your report. I know some folks don't like working with them."
"They're a valuable resource for the Republic," the director replied. "We just have to learn to use them properly."
"They offered to have Master Nostaral join our team."
"A good choice,"
the director said, recalling the files the Order had sent over to the SIS.
"Darth Carrad was Nostaral's apprentice before she decided to study under Malgus."
"I don't think they'd phrase it like that,"
Jace told him with a wry smile.
"They'd probably say she fell to the temptations of the dark side."
Marcus frowned.
"You think the Jedi are sending Nostaral so he can try to redeem her?"
"Nostaral's a pragmatist,"
Jace assured him.
"Well, as much as any Jedi can be. He won't do anything that might endanger the mission."
When Marcus didn't reply right away, Jace asked,
"Is this going to be a problem for your people?"
"No, sir. Every name on that list I gave you is a professional. Whichever one of my agents you select for the mission will work alongside Nostaral without complaint."
"Actually,"
Jace said,
"I wanted to talk to you about that list."
For some reason, the hairs on the back of Marcus's neck stood up.
"The files were all very impressive, but why wasn't Theron Shan among them?"
For a moment, the director was too stunned to reply. SIS kept the identities of their field agents under close wraps. For security reasons, only a handful of people had access to department personnel records, and the Supreme Commander wasn't one of them. The director had given him a list of 6 agents who might be suitable for Operation Endgame, but that list didn't include Theron.
"You know Theron?"
he asked, wondering where the Supreme Commander had come up with the name.
"Only from the analytics report,"
Jace admitted.
"He was listed as the agent who uncovered Darth Mekkis' research."